I said it at the top, hour number one. Today was going to be a good day. I knew it, and it's lived up to all that. 2 hours down, third hour straight ahead. It's going to be a good hour. Two of my favorites, Terry Francona coming up next segment, Luke Walton coming up later on in the hour. We are live in the Quicken Loans studios. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently with Quicken Loans. Welcome back. We set up hour number three. This is the one open segment this hour. Get through if you want to get through. Do it right now. You're not going to make it in next segment or the last segment. We're a week out of the smack off. Man, I think about Brad and Corona. And we've had calls leading up to it. We've had calls this week where somebody will come in and I'll think to myself, man, I can't wait to hear how that guy does this year on the big stage. That guy's going to be a factor. That guy's going to be a force. I've said as much myself. And then you hear Brad and you remember the gap between Brad and everybody else. The gap between Brad and the people who are calling that I'm saying I can't wait to see how they do on the big stage in 2018. And then Brad shows up and reminds everybody it might in fact be Brad and everybody else. As an example, the guys from Canada, Tyler and Edmonton, Matt and Vancouver. I'm big fans of both these guys. Big fans of them both. When Matt got off that shot about the Northern Sando with Brad's wife, that was thought to be a pretty good moment for them. Right? Like, damn, that was dirty. And then Brad comes in and uses one of their alleged better lines and turns it around on them and drops that bomb. This is what this guy does. Ed in Ramona tweets, I love the old school smack. BIC brings it. No script, slashing and burning the jungle. Jeff from the 919 tweets, Brad just sprinted into the bar, broke Caleb's jaw, knocked the Canadians' drink out of their hands on the way out. Ratem 27. At least Brad and Corona did not go after Rich Ackerman again. No, he did not. Anybody else want some? 1-800-636-8686. Again, I've got lots of things I wanted to get to that I'm not getting to because it's an amazing phone call day. I'm more than happy to do it. I'll roll telephone calls when the phone calls are as good as what I have to get to. Let's keep it going. This guy has been in the smack off, not last year, but the year before. Cal in Vegas wants in. What's going on, Cal? How are you?
I'm not too good. Brad, thanks for the headache. And my name is Cal, not Cam. Jim, I can't believe you didn't get into the Hall of Fame. I think they're trolling you for free publicity. I mean, nobody knew that Hall of Fame even existed until you mentioned it. Jim, I noticed you also dusted off Jeff in Richmond and his rival, Oral, from Denver. I mean, your 55 to 85 demographic is all fired up for that. Hey, New York, thanks for putting my pick up on TV. That's for all you lady clones. I have the most female followers at Cal in Vegas because I'm shockingly good-looking. Now, I want to give a quick shout-out to your disheveled producer, Adam Hawk. If you're tuning in on CBS Sportsnet, he's that hipster sitting in the corner. A nice shirt, Adam. That looks like something straight out of that 70s show. And I started a GoFundMe page so we can buy Hawk some decent work clothes. Go to www.newgearforsparrow@yahoo.com. That poor guy picks his clothes out of Goodwill bins. I mean, behind him is the quote producer, Keith Arnold. Keith, what do you do besides stand there and laugh at your own jokes all morning? Like some big doofus. And good work if you can get it. Last time I was here, Alvin dropped a hammer on me. Alvin, I love the fact that you sit in the makeup chair before the show and get face cake, despite the fact that you're on camera for 30 seconds. Alvin, when are you going to grow a porn stash like your sidekick? A stash would show off your virility with all those kids you have. Alvin's the Genghis Khan of radio. Sitting next to Alvin is the head producer, James Kelly. Hey, Kelly, the two-time NHRA champion, Cruz Pendragon, wants to know if he can drive his funny car across that quarter-mile drag strip that you call a forehead. And before I take off, I want to congratulate Dan in Denver for winning a golden ticket. And good job, Dan. It only took you 14 calls to finally earn that. I'm coming in here on Monday to rip my golden ticket. Book it.
Dude. Cal, you're close, dude. You're close. You are very close. I believe it or not, I actually thought about giving you one right then. I don't know why I sat there laughing at that when that wasn't funny, but I was laughing at that. That made me laugh. The call was not funny, but it made me laugh. and it almost made me give you a golden ticket, Cal. Cal, if you can do that again on Monday, I will give you a golden ticket. That will not guarantee that you get on the air on Friday, but it will guarantee that you've got a chance to get on the air on Friday if you get it on Monday. Yeah, I don't know what it is about that. I don't know if that's like sleep deprivation, maybe that matcha that I slammed. I don't know what that was. It's Friday. I don't know what that was. That was not funny, but I was laughing the whole time. I'm like punch drunk from you clones. Cal in Vegas, man. Everybody's coming in. What happened to Bodie? I was just going to take Bodie's call. Bubba, what are you doing, Bodie? I was going to take your call, Bubba. There he is. My man would never drop off. Pearland's finest, Bodie. Bubba. What's going on, Bodie?
Hey, man. Didn't you say that picking on XR4 Ti wouldn't win you the smack off?
That's what I said. Exactly right. I want
well,
to make that point, too.
What the hell is wrong with Cal? Does he listen to the show or what? But, Bubba, you know, I'm changing my game up. If you notice, my vernacular is a little bit clearer. My twang has lessened because Bodie is his worst damn enemy. People can't understand him. So that's why I ain't want a damn smack off. And I find it ripe that Brad and Corona is calling somebody a bitch. But, Rome, you can't spell bitch without B-I-C, right? And these two idiots from Canada, Tyler and Matt, don't even show up, but we know you will. You're like you're America's skid marks. You're like a turquoise baby blue pair of underwear on a 100-day burpee. I mean, you're going to be there even after washing. But, Rome, you know, I'm going to cut him some slack. That's a little bit of what I've got. I write my own damn material. I'll be there, Bub. I love you.
You too, Bodie. Bodie in Pearland. You know, my man Bodie is something else. I don't root. I don't play favorites. But why is it that if I should run him for some skid mark crack, I can't bring myself to do it? Man, I just love the guy. I love the guy. I don't know what it is, man. I probably shouldn't be like that. And I probably should have brought the hammer. Hey, Alvin, what's your excuse? You're the one who has the hammer. We love Bodie. We love the guy. He ends his call, man. He's got no shame. That's one of the reasons I love him. He was about to choke out on air, and he pulled a flat-screen TV. The guy's got no shame. He's got no issue with saying, yo, man, I love you, Rome. And even stranger, I got no problem saying, I love you too, Bodie. I love the way, too, that he said, I'm changing up my game. I'm changing my vernacular. Notice I've got less twang. I didn't notice that at all, Bodie. In fact, I don't want that to be like that. I don't want you to change. I understand everything you say. None of this is lost on me. None of it is lost on me. 1-800-636-8686. Alvin, how about this? Terry Francona's next. Luke Walton is right after that. Can you hit me up with the week that was right now? A little out of sequence, but can you do it right now? Tremendous Monday to you. Welcome to the program. I am Jim Rome. We had a good weekend. Nice to be with you. A full show on this Monday. Let's get at it. 11 days until the smack off. All right, starting first. Bitter Laker fans.
Yeah!
Like, I don't remember that when Shaq signed. Kareem fans taking to the streets with, oh, hell no. Or I don't remember when Kareem came here. Wilt Chamberlain fans taking to the streets and burning jerseys and defacing murals. DeAndre Ayton is my guest. Diana Taurasi came over.
I was just working out, and I was looking through the mirror. You know, when I was looking at my guns. No, I'm playing. But, yeah, like, we're family and stuff like that. That's just big for me.
So not only did he win that fight, it's how he won that fight. And what can you say about him now?
The most amazing thing I've ever
But on the biggest stage, in the biggest moment, this guy shows up and he shows out.
You know, poor Vern, there wasn't a lot of money left for a funeral, so he had to be buried in a Build-A-Bear box.
Toronto Raptors head coach Nick Nurse is my guest.
Truthfully, our knock is played really well in the regular season and not so well in the playoffs. That's going to be our objective. That is our reality.
Hello, John.
So if I had smacked you once, then I had smacked you twice. Shumbo. So where's the y'all come out like, y'all been rapping all the party talk. Mad. You know it. You know. And the whole world has an answer right now to tell you what it is. Who's mad?
Bruce Feldman.
And he comes from a, you know, not a huge place in Pennsylvania. It's not like he comes from Miami, which is cranking out players.
Whether you're in the hospital or
we're in the jungle. Every nurse has got the answer to the doctor. And that's me, Dr. B-Man SD. Bow down!
Hey, Doc, you got run because you self-glossed.
Get alive, losers!
I'm telling you, it's a national tragedy because the Polish dog at the Costco food court was a national treasure. Ben Gulliver joins us.
Jim, my question is, does it count as a master plan if, you know, their big three, it's like him, Rondo, and Lance Stevenson? That doesn't sound like a master plan to me.
What do you do all day?
I like to keep myself pretty free, so if something does pop up,
bounce around. This guy's amazing. I don't know. I'm watching Ep 1. I feel like I really know this guy. I feel like he's exactly the guy we all thought he was. Awesome. If mommy asks, is daddy happy? Mommy already knows the answer to that question.
Daddy's always happy.
Doesn't daddy look happy? If they're this hyped about free pizza, imagine what's going to happen when this guy starts winning games and winning fans free tacos. That answers your question. They're into the guy. They love the guy. They're all about the guy. GM David Forrest is my guest.
I'm great, Jim. It's an honor to be in the jungle. I should tell you that I played in Springfield in 98, and I brought my copy of Welcome to the Jungle to the clubhouse.
Love that. Well, that's amazing.
That team in 98 played that CD just about every day before we headed out on the field.
Did Torrey Hart wear his sunglasses at night? I think you're confusing Torrey Hart with Corey Charles Hart. Robinson, you had a LASIK exam.
It went well so far. I mean, we'll see.
You have nothing to worry about. It is awesome.
You just got to promise me the next segment we do, it will be all laser fetish questions.
Hey, you with the laser right over
I did not have a pouch of Big League Chew, but I did have a pouch of Red Man. I was a badass 9-year-old smashing the Red Man, except on the days when I went beach nut.
You know who else finished outside the top 10? Parody Larry, Josh in Detroit, my accountant who doesn't even listen to the show.
I didn't get the ice cream that I wanted.
This is a jungle. It's not a petting zoo.
And hey, Mona, we're going to win you over, baby. You'll be Team Canada soon enough.
A ton to talk to Joel Sherman about.
Yeah, I don't know if your audience is old enough, but it felt a little bit like Evel Knievel going up over buses trying to make that comparison.
Man,
but
I loved Evel Knievel.
Who the hell I am?
White Chicks was the best movie ever.
How did you know?
Yes, I said it. Don't at me. Do not at me. I said it. I'll say it again. White Chicks is my favorite movie ever.
Oh, my God.
Can't believe you had that. MacBook Pro just took a dump on my desk.
Dump in your pants.
Come on, MacBook Pro. Like L.A., you're better than this.
Breitbart or kowtow to the awesome power of the NRA to put you over the goal line. Don't tell me this. People have spoken. Just don't tell me that.
Jonathan Isaac.
My agent, Perry Rogers, told me to tell you what's up.
Perry Rogers, man. How's he doing? What's going on?
I told him what's going on. He told me to say, hey.
Hey! Fix like the old family dogs running into walls and peeing on the carpet.
When you look back at the history, Dr. Dave is going to have a little pot up there carved out for himself, and I put him there.
Saving dying children.
So do the smart thing for once in your life, Rick, okay? Do it for your family, man. Pack up your stuff and get the hell out of here. You're done.
My favorite minor league baseball promotion ever. Nothing whack ass about this one.
That's not whack.
Oh, wow. I see what you did there.
But I have one message for you, brain dead. I'm still here. It was Jim Rome, not me, who dubbed me one of the best callers ever not to win the smack off. I don't want a pity party. I want to take these losers to the bank.
Northern Sando.
So Tyler and I agreed to call that off.
When you kick my wife out of your Northern Sando, that just leaves two dudes left in the Sando. So it's an all-meat, protein-style Canadian Sando.
How you doing, Bo?
A bad girl.
I want to hear from somebody driving up and down Ventura Boulevard.
America.
Trim, fit, rich, and I'm back for round two, Roman.
Rise and fire.
Hi, Naples.
Done in this town.
And I'm out.
Good night now!
Alvin, nobody is better. Nobody is better. Nobody is better, Alvin. Amazing effort. Alvin DeLauro, if you need him. When we return, Terry Francona, manager of the Indians. Lakers head coach, Luke Walton, after that. We're not done. I might be able to slip in a phone call. Falling into bed has taken on a whole new meaning ever since I started to sleep. On my Casper mattress, their engineers have created an amazingly comfortable sleeping experience. Get one and you will understand why the Casper is the internet's favorite mattress. Casper has created three unique mattresses to help you sleep cool and comfortably year-round. The Wave is engineered to relieve pressure at 36 different points. The Casper mattress is more breathable and comfortable than ever before. The Essential mattress is innovation at a great price point. All three are designed to coddle and comfort your every move, and they all provide the perfect support for every position that you sleep in. Find out why Casper has hundreds of thousands of happy customers like me. I love mine. Try your Casper mattress for 100 nights in your own home with free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com. Use my code, Rome. Save $50 on the purchase of select mattresses. Casper.com, code Rome. Save $50. Terms and conditions do apply. See the site for details. Casper.com, code Rome. Save $50.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Kind of day where you don't want the show to end. Having an amazing day. Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome, LA Lakers head coach Luke Walton coming up next segment. But as promised, we're joined right now by the manager of the Cleveland Indians. He is a two-time World Series champion, a two-time AL Manager of the Year, more than 1,500 career wins, led Cleveland to back-to-back divisional titles. The Indians have a 7.5 game lead in the AL Central. New York is at Cleveland tonight, 7:10 p.m. Eastern. Indians manager Terry Francona is my guest. Terry, it is great to have you back. How are you?
Good, Jim. How are you?
Terry, I'm so great. It's so good to hear your voice. Nice to have you
back.
Thank
you. Thank you.
Let me jump right into it. Last night, you had Corey Kluber going up against Luis Severino, and you said it's the kind of game that if you were not managing, you would pay to watch. You didn't get the result maybe that you would have liked, but how did you make or what did you make of how your guys hit against Severino?
I thought we did a great job against Severino. I mean, we got him out after five innings. And, you know, we had really good at-bats. We put some runs up. We got his pitch count up. Against most teams, that would be a good thing. When the Yankees go to their bullpen, it's kind of like careful what you wish for. You know, they brought in four guys that just, you know, starting with Warren and then Robertson, Betances, and Chapman. And, I mean, they're as good as it gets. And, again, it doesn't mean you can't win, but it gets awfully hard.
You know, Terry, there are so many guys also that I'd want to talk to you about in your lineup, but I got to pick my spots. So let me start with Francisco Lindor. He leads the AL in runs. He's top 10 in home runs, RBI, slugging percentage, OPS. And it seems like every time you and I talk, I feel like I ask you how high is his ceiling, but he keeps getting better and better and better. How do you explain that?
Well, one of the reasons is he aspires to be great. And so, again, with the talent he has, and then you start to get maturity, you start to understand, you know, the league, what they're trying to do against you. You know, it's not just your talent, but it's your brains and your baseball acumen and things like that. This kid's pretty special. I mean, we're lucky in a lot of ways. I mean, we got him and we got Ramirez right next to him. They're both still really young, but they're getting better right in front of our eyes. And neither one's complacent where they just are – you know, okay with being good. They want to be great. And, man, are we lucky.
Indians manager Terry Francona joining us here in the jungle. You know, Terry, you've got Michael Brantley as well, who, of course, battled injuries in 2016 and 2017, but he came back this year to be named to the All-Star team. Those last 2 years had to be pretty miserable for him. So how proud are you to see him battle back the way he has and make it back to an All-Star game?
You know, I'm glad you brought that up because the last couple of years, like even when we were in the World Series, I'd see Brant back in the training room every day. He never missed a day. And, you know, right when everybody, you know, the spotlight's bright and everybody's having fun, he's in the back room working. That's part of why we picked up his option. And I know a lot of people thought we were crazy to do it. But to watch him overcome what he did and then to be an All-Star, I grabbed him the other night and I said, Junior, I said, you take a minute and you enjoy this. I said, because this is pretty damn special. And even just watching him play now in the regular season, you can tell how much he appreciates it.
No doubt. Terry Francona joining us. Now, Terry, I've got to ask you. I have to ask you about Shane Bieber, who's going tonight against the Yankees because I'm a proud UC Santa Barbara gaucho.
I know you are. I was waiting for that one.
Yeah, you know it. I had to stay within myself and stay on my shoes not to lead with it. Skip. But, you know, Andrew Checkets, to me, is a great coach. He's done a great job there. I know Bieber's really happy about having to play for him. There's no way I don't bring this up. What do you make of what you've gotten from the rookie this year? He's looked great for you.
Not just because he's from Santa Barbara. Jim, this kid's awesome. He is so far beyond his years or beyond his experience level. I mean, this kid, I think the best way I can sum him up is we make an error, he gets a double play. You know, there's a bloop, a couple bloops, he gets a strikeout. He seems to make his best pitch when the game's on the line. And for a kid that's got five or six major league starts, that's pretty incredible. And, again, I fall back on the thing, I think we're pretty lucky, we're pretty fortunate, because he is a keeper. He just, I mean, humble, my goodness sakes. I don't know if they all come out like that from Santa Barbara, but if they do, we'll take more of them because this kid is so special.
They do. They do. I'm like that. They're like that. Hey, listen, Terry, I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled. Coming from you, that is such exceptional praise. I'm thrilled to hear that. And, of course, no, not everybody's like that. Now, there's a lot of attention being paid to the Red Sox and the Yankees and, of course, the defending champion Astros, but you've got a really healthy lead in your division. Maybe your bullpen maybe is not exactly where you want it, at least not right now. But when you look at your roster, what kind of thoughts do you have? Does it feel like a group that can make some noise in the postseason?
Well, you know what? I mean, your point's valid. Everything you just said, you know, we have a decent lead. We're not playing where we want to by any means. Our bullpen has had its ups and downs. It's the first time since I've been here, you know, our bullpen has always been a huge weapon. And we've had our hiccups this year. And that's not to blame anybody. That's just kind of the way it is. So, you know, we're going to get Andrew Miller back at some point. We're trying to do it right so when we get him back, one, we can be fair to him, but that he can also carry the load that, you know, once we get him on a run, we've all seen what he can do. So that's huge. Then if we can pick up somebody at the deadline, all of a sudden, you know, we might not be a 102-win team, but if we can get to the end of the year and be healthy and be in the playoffs, give ourselves a chance. That's kind of all you can hope for. I mean, you're right. I mean, the teams, like, you know, we're playing the Yankees right now. They're good, and they're deep, and they got a lot of ways to beat you, and we haven't even seen the Red Sox yet. We played Houston. We saw how good they are. But you just want to give yourself a chance.
Terry Francona, you certainly have that. And, Terry, you're never going to make it about you, but I'm going to try to get you to make it about you for a minute because you won your 1,500th game earlier this season. I think the standard response is, and it's true, you don't win that many games unless you have great, great players. However, that's a big number, Terry. That's a really, really big number. Can you tell me what the number represents to you?
Honestly, it means that a couple things. One, I'm getting old, and I certainly feel that. And two, the plain old truth is I got lucky. I got really fortunate. I got put in positions where the one thing I'll brag about is I think I set the record for being around good people. Everywhere I go, I run into good people. And when I went to Boston, my goodness sakes, I mean, it was a team that was ready to win. And then I come here and I'm with people that I care about and I trust and people that have made me better. I'm just a baseball lifer. And I know that. And I've been around some extraordinary players and people, and I know I'm fortunate. And that's how I feel.
You know, Terry, and I appreciate that. You're talking about all the good people you've been around, but there's a lot of good people that have been around you that are talking about you. For instance, I've been talking to managers all around baseball, and your name continues to come up, whether it's from Alex Cora or Torrey Lovello, the list goes on. Again, I know you're not going to make it about you, but what's it mean to you to look around Major League Baseball and see the kind of impact you've had on so many guys and so many quality people?
Well, I get proud for that. I mean, I do. I mean, I think... You know, I think when you become a manager, you can do a couple things. You can hire people that are either going to tell you how good you are, or you're going to hire people that can make you better. Guys like Mickey Callaway, Kevin Cash, you know, the guys that have moved on. And so for that, you know, I'm proud of those guys. But I'm also, I think, confident enough that we don't have to have people that just tell me, oh, man, you're good. You know, Milty sits in the dugout every night, and we go back and forth, and we have some amazingly honest conversations. And it's helpful because, like I said, it doesn't help for somebody just to defer all the time. They got to keep you honest and keep you going, and we have that, and I'm proud of that.
Is that true, Terry? You don't want somebody to tell you what they think you want to hear. You want somebody to tell you what you need
exactly
to hear.
Exactly. And Milty does that. I had DeMarlo Hale before. I mean, I've been lucky. We got guys, you know, we try to surround ourselves with good people, and I think I've surrounded myself with great people. I think I've been more fortunate than most.
Terry Francona, my guest for another moment or so. Terry, when you mentioned you're a lifer in the game, it's so true. And in February, your father, Tito, who was beloved in the game, passed away. Earlier this year, there was a story that Tigers broadcaster Jim Price gave you a glove from back in the day that was signed by your father. What did that gift mean to you?
Well, it was hard not to start crying. I mean, I didn't want to make myself be a big baby in front of, because Al Kaline was there too. But the fact that somebody cared enough to give me that glove, I mean, yesterday, Bob Costas had our game yesterday, and he brought in a card of my dad when he was with the Chicago White Sox. The fact that Bob took the time to do that, you know, I think speaks volumes, not just about Bob, but like you said, my dad, you used the word beloved. I've never heard anybody say something remotely negative about my dad. And this game's a small world, man. Everybody knows everybody. And that makes me feel so good that, because I know how lucky I am. I mean, I had two of the best parents ever. I mean, it wasn't until I got up and grew up and got out of the house that I realized that it's not like that everywhere, and that people don't always respect other people for maybe their skin color or something else. I never had that growing up. You better be respectful of people or you're going to get your ass beat.
Mm. Hey, Terry, you know what? It's funny you say that, because not that part, but the part about your father, because for instance, there's nothing funny about getting your ass beat, but the thing about your father, like I personally went into the family business when I got out of radio, just momentarily out of college, and my old man fired me, by the way, because business is business. But before he did, I would go around and everybody in the industry, like your industry, was saying, well, your old man's something else. We love your old man. We respect your old man. How much does it mean to you to hear that about your dad? I got such a kick out of that. He and I would knock heads on everything, but I got such a kick out of the respect that he got from other people in his business.
That, Romy, you just said, that's how I feel. I mean, you know, I walk into a ballpark 30 years later and you see the guys that work in the clubhouse or the guys that take tickets, and they make a point of coming down and telling me something about my dad, how my dad treated them with so much respect. Or when I talk to guys like Dusty Baker that tell me that back in a time when it wasn't all that fashionable to not only look out for rookies, but maybe rookies of a different color. And they say how my dad treated them, Felipe Alou, Hank Aaron. I mean, oh, my goodness, it makes me melt.
God, this is such great stories. Terry Francona, two-time World Series champion, two-time AL Manager of the Year. Terry, you are one of the kind, man. I appreciate you so much. I always look forward to our conversations. I always appreciate our relationship. And it's so nice to have you back on, Terry. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it, man. Take care of yourself. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
You too, Skip. Thanks so much. You're the best. Terry Francona, I don't play favorites. Man, I say it all the time. I don't play favorites. He's one of my favorites. Everybody loves Terry Francona. What a great manager. What a great guy. What a great, great man. And he's won everywhere. And he's done it in tough freaking towns. Boston, Philly, Cleveland. Tremendous. All right, my thanks to Terry Francona and the Indians. When we come back, L.A. Laker head coach Luke Walton is scheduled to join us. God, today has been an amazing day. 1 week from today, another amazing day. The Smack Off. You want to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Time for a sports update. Here it is. Last segment of what's been an amazing day. Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome. Luke Walton joins me in 10 seconds. Remember the ATP, Ask the Pros, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts, for all your car care needs, get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. We are joined by the head coach of the LA Lakers. He is entering his third season as the head coach, a two-time NBA champion as a player, an NBA champion as an assistant coach. Lakers had a 9-win improvement over the past year. We are joined by Luke Walton. Luke, it's good to have you on. How are you?
Good, Jim. How you been? It's been
good.
A while.
It's been a while. Luke, great to have you back. In the last 2 weeks, though, Luke, you've had the arrival of LeBron James, Lance Stephenson, Rajon Rondo, and JaVale McGee. I guess I got to ask, how the hell has your summer been so far?
It's been a little busy. It's been a lot of fun getting to kind of know some of the new guys and starting to plan out what next season is going to look like is it's exciting for me.
You know, it's exciting, but things change. As an example, you had to miss a game of cornhole because you got the news that LeBron was coming to the Lakers. Look, let's be real. Cornhole is awesome. Nobody ever wants to miss out on a game of cornhole. Was it worth it?
I think it was worth it. Yeah, I take LeBron over a Sunday game of cornhole pretty much every time. It was definitely a wild day that when I found out he was coming, and there was a lot of work that had to be done, a lot of phone calls that needed to be made, both to the players we already had, to agents. We had to start building a team around the fact that we had LeBron joining us now. So it was a busy day, but like I said, it was a lot of fun.
Luke Walton joining us. And then, of course, you got to communicate with the guy himself. You told a great story to ESPN that you had prepared a package of plays and concepts that you might talk with him about, that you were going to be a part of a pitch. But then you thought, hey, man, it's like bleep. LeBron doesn't want to sit here and listen to, here's what we can do for you. So had you had that conversation, had you sat with him at that time, what would you have said to him?
Well, you know, I would have kind of taken a read on how the pitch was going, how the conversation was going. We didn't really know what he was going to want, who he was going to want to sit with, if he wanted to talk hoops, if he wanted to talk about the city. So I was just doing my prep work as far as anything basketball related that he might have questions on, I was going to be ready for. About our team, the growth we've made, individual, being able to answer any individual questions about the young core of players that we had and where he could help them, what they're really good at, what their strengths are, things like that. So there was nothing set that I was practicing in front of a mirror. It was just being prepared for whatever came up if we got to the place where we were all sitting in a room together.
Lakers head coach Luke Walton joining us. So knowing what you know now, Luke, bottom line, why do you think that LeBron wanted to be a Laker?
I think he likes what we're doing here. I think he looks around the league and sees what's going on and sees that we have a young team with versatile players that have gotten better each of the last 2 years, and he has guys that on our team that he can really play with, as far as we like to get after it defensively and switch a lot of things. We're pretty much number one in pace all season last year, so he's got some young guns that can get out and run those wings and get easy baskets. Obviously he liked what Magic and Rob have to say, and the Lakers being in my opinion, the best organization in basketball, are things that, all appeal to him.
Lakers head coach Luke Walton joining us. Luke, I mean, you've been around some great, great players. You've played with great players. You've coached great players. It was interesting. Kobe had suggested recently that maybe you should coach LeBron the way Phil Jackson coached Kobe. What do you remember about the way Phil coached Kobe?
Well, there was always, Kobe was such a great basketball player that he could easily, go out and score 40 points every night that we played. But Phil was always kind of preaching to him, we have to get your teammates involved. You're going to need your teammates. And, these are what I stand for, as a coach, and these are our philosophies. So within that, Phil would always give Kobe the freedom to go out and do what he needed to do to help us win and ultimately win a lot of those games for us. But there was always that line of Phil holding him accountable to following the team rules and following the concepts of how we like to play the game of basketball. So, I talked to Kobe, and he kind of said the same thing. He's like, look, LeBron is one of the greatest of all time. Like, he'll have I know who you are as a coach, and you'll give him the freedom that he needs. It's, just make sure that, like Phil did, you hold him and everyone accountable to what's most important to you as a coach and your philosophy and how you want your team to play.
Got a few more moments with Lakers head coach Luke Walton. He's talked to Kobe, and I know you talked to your father, Bill. In fact, Luke, he called you from a Grateful Dead concert after that news broke, right? What are the chances? I have to know, what kind of thoughts and advice did Bill have for you about this?
he said, enjoy it. You know, my dad is, I've gotten a lot from him. And, you know, he, as you know, he loves life and he loves the game of basketball. And, you know, he just enjoy the ride, enjoy having, you know, the greatest player in the league on your team, embrace it, and have fun with it all. And that's, you know, that's what we're going to do. It's, like I said, I can't wait. It's going to be a really exciting year. And, you know, his advice was to make sure you're enjoying the moment.
He will always have that message for you, and it's always a message you want to hear. Listen, before you go, you mentioned your young guys, so let me ask you this. You've got this great blend of the vets and some younger players. You've got Lonzo, you've got Brandon Ingram, Kyle Kuzma, Josh Hart, and then you've got the vets that you brought in. So what do you want your younger guys to learn from the new vets?
Well, it's going to, you know, it's going to be an interesting a mix of those type of guys. But I think with the culture that we've already started to put into place over the last few years, it's all about teaching and learning and them helping each other out and holding each other accountable, and us as a coaching staff encouraging that. So I would expect that these vets that we have that have been around and seen a lot, won championships, will be in there coaching these young players up on the nuances of the game and what it's like to be a champion. And the young guys will be pushing the vets every day in practice. And we set up a practice schedule that's very competitive. We like guys going at each other, and they're going to be out running. We'll have plenty of days where we just do straight young guys versus the vets and let them kind of get into it a little bit. So there's going to be give and take on both sides, and I expect our young guys to push the vets, and I expect our vets to mentor and teach the young guys. So I think it's going to be a nice mix.
So, Luke, one last question. I wonder about, like, Rondo. Rondo has that high basketball IQ that LeBron likes to talk about. Clearly, a guy like Lonzo could learn a lot from Rondo. Rondo's on that one-year deal. You know he wants that job himself. What do you think the dynamic is going to be like between Rondo and Lonzo?
I think it'll be great because of what you said, and I know Rondo and I know Zoe, and they're both very competitive people. And to me, that's where you get the most growth, and that's where you get a team that can reach its full potential is when you have people going at each other and pushing each other in practice. Now, the key and what the, you know, what our challenge is to make the culture to where they go at each other, but they also have a brotherhood within the locker room. So as soon as they're not competing in practice, you know, it's that family atmosphere where they're pulling for one another in the games and learning from one another and teaching each other.
Two-time NBA champion as a player, an NBA champion as an assistant coach, and entering his third season as the Lakers head coach. Luke, I know you've got a really busy summer. So great to have you back on the show. I appreciate you, and I appreciate it, Luke. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be back on.
Luke, great talking to you. Always enjoy it so much. Luke Walton, Lakers head coach. God, what a great day. Lakers head coach, Terry Francona, Indians manager. We had Rashawn Evans, Titans linebacker, in our New York studio. Smack off calls, RSVP from Brad. It's been an amazing day. Caleb came in. Alvy's week that was killer. If you're a contractor, we had the ATP. ATP question. Jimmy, do you and Hawk have any plans to do more commercials together, or was the Walmart ad a one-off? No. If you're a contractor, builder, or remodeler, listen up because Lumber Liquidators is about to make your job a whole lot easier. LL Pro Plus is Lumber Liquidators' new pro services team that gives you, the pro, exclusive deals and services for all of your professional flooring needs. Put the flooring experts on your team today. Visit your local Lumber Liquidator store or go to lumberliquidators.com/prosales. lumberliquidators.com/prosales. Now we're done.
Now
one
done.
Week out. Smack off. 7 days. A week from today. Four more shows, then the show. Biggest day of the year. My thanks to our guests. My thanks to the XR4TI. My thanks to all of you who called today. Good day on the phones. Everybody have an amazing weekend. It is Smack Off week. Next week, I will see you right back here Monday. I'm out.